Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
If you appreciate Issues Etc., our 24/7 music and talk stations, and our daily verse-by-verse Bible study, The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, please include a bequest in your will or trust for these worldwide media resources. Bequests aren't subject to federal tax or capital gains taxes. Ensure your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren the opportunity to listen by including a bequest in your will or trust for Issues Etc., Lutheran Public Radio, and The Word of the Lord Endures Forever. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It is Friday, February the 12th. We're coming to you live, and it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we play with our listeners at the end of the broadcast week. We've been listening, and we have heard our guests say something that strikes us as soundbite worthy. When we do, we make a note of it, we cut it up, and then we prepare it to play for you on Friday afternoon. Now, your reasons for voting for any one of these soundbites are your own reasons, but we do want to know what they are. You give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite that you have chosen. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem baptism keepsake, an I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Molly Hemingway. She's responding to that middle Super Bowl ad.
It's no secret. The middle has been a hard place to get to lately. Between red and blue, between servant and citizen, between our freedom and our fear. We need the middle. So we can get there. We can make it to the mountaintop, through the desert, and we will cross this divide.
Well, the aim might have been good. The execution was horrible. And I think there were a few different reasons. And the first one that comes to mind is that they had Bruce Springsteen narrate it. Now, Bruce Springsteen is a very popular musician. He's extremely wealthy and elite and very liberal. He has gotten increasingly shrill in his politics in recent years. And he campaigned for President Obama and John Kerry and Joe Biden. And so he's just not qualified to give a message about meeting in the middle when a few weeks ago he was dropping F-bombs about Republicans and saying that there needed to be an exorcism in the Capitol. You know, really, really elevated rhetoric that makes him the wrong messenger for something about the importance of meeting in the middle.
That's soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway responding to the middle Super Bowl ad. If you'd like to vote for that one, just give us a call on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can vote via Twitter, at issuesetc, or email talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Craig Evans. We're doing a series with him on the New Testament texts and all of the other ancient texts surrounding them. He's answering the question, why are scholars today interested in Jesus' sexuality?
I don't know. It's the strangest thing. The early church never made a thing out of it. A couple of church fathers of the second century stated that, Jesus had no wife. Jesus had a family. It was not like anybody was trying to keep that a secret. You know, he's got a brother named James who leads the church in Jerusalem for about 20 years. His mother Mary is referenced with respect and interest. And so it's not like there's any secret here, but there's never any mention of a wife, a fiancé, a betrothed, nothing like that. Never any reference to children. And then church fathers later in the second and third centuries, when the question came up, said, no, Jesus had no wife, he has no children. So this is a very modern thing. And in my own opinion, it's part of an effort to lower Christology and say, well, you know, Jesus is like anyone else. He's like any other man. You know, he has a wife, he has a house, he has a mortgage. And I think that's really what it is. It's an attempt to, you know, Jesus isn't so special after all. We can all relate to him. He's got some insight. You know, we can learn from him. But beyond that, he's not really special.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Craig Evans. Why are scholars interested in Jesus' sexuality? Vote for that one, 1-877-623-MY-IE, facebook.com/issuesetc, our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or via Twitter @issuesetc. Soundbite number three comes from Dr. Ryan Anderson. A tremendous insight and answer to the question, are conservatives the aggressors in the culture war?
It's not conservatives who gave up on the right to life for children and declared manufactured a constitutional right to kill a child up through the moment of birth. It's not conservatives who redefined marriage. It's not conservatives who started harassing evangelical bakers or shutting down Catholic adoption agencies or now, you know, redefining what sex is and then making girls compete against boys. Each and every one of those aggressive actions in the culture war came from the left. Now, it's an oddity of our media environment that only conservatives are called culture warriors, right? They use culture war and culture warriors as a slur against conservatives. You never see, you know, a liberal nominee to a court or to an administration position described as a culture warrior, but you'll see conservatives described that way, right? But it's not as if we're the ones waging an offensive war, right? The culture war came to us, and now the question is, will or will we not defend the truth about the culture? And I think there's a temptation here for some people to say, oh, I don't want to be a culture war. I don't want to be. And we have, I think, no choice but to defend the truth, to bear witness to the truth.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Ryan Anderson. Are conservatives the aggressors in the culture war? Vote for that one, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. You can vote via Twitter @IssuesETC. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or go and vote at our Facebook fan page. We have left space for you to do so right there, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because after soundbite number four, we will take a break, and that break is a good time to give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Here's soundbite number four, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa. What is the image of God?
We are made in the image of God and the likeness of God, the imago Dei, the image of God. Now, there is a strict sense or a narrow sense of the imago Dei, and we call that original righteousness, okay? In that sense, there is no sin. There is nothing interfering with the faculties of man, of human beings. We're in complete alignment with God. His thoughts are our thoughts. His ways are our ways, okay? But when sin comes into the world, there's a corruption. It's not that the reason of man is annihilated, for example, but now the reason has been impacted in such a way as it's out of whack. It is not functioning as it ought to function, and it's used in a wrong way. So with the sin impact, for example, reason is now used in a magisterial sense, being put above Scripture. And this is, of course, what Luther meant when he called reason the devil's prostitute. So we have to understand that there is a distinction going on in terms of a change from the original condition. However, and this is a big however, the image of God is retained, and we know this from the book of Genesis and also the epistle of James. It is retained in a general sense, in a general sense, in that people still have basic created abilities, an intellect, reason, will. And these things mean that we are able to interact. We're able to communicate. And I refer to this as the hook of engagement. This is the first point. I can always know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I have the ability to interact with anybody, regardless of their background, no matter how severe their unbelief is, because God has made them basically human with these faculties.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa. What is the image of God? It's time to vote for the soundbite you have chosen. 1-877-623-MYIE. Your vote will decide which will be soundbite of the week, and the listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem Baptism keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. 1-877-623-MYIE. 1-877-623-6943. Will it be Molly Hemingway responding to the middle Super Bowl ad? Dr. Craig Evans, why are scholars interested in Jesus' sexuality? Dr. Ryan Anderson, are conservatives the aggressors in the culture war? Or Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, what is the image of God? Hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love. How can Christians engage the culture on topics like science, politics, depression, sexuality, personhood, and more? Find out with the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February, Faith That Engages the Culture. It's written by regular guest Dr. Alfonso Espinosa. Faith That Engages the Culture is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Faith That Engages the Culture.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our trek through Matthew with Judas's despair, Jesus before Pilate, innocence condemned, King of Humility, and crucified. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago, with a message for parents, grandparents, and godparents of college-bound children. Concordia Chicago is a distinctive, comprehensive university of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We're devoted to our Lutheran confession and committed to strong academics. Please encourage your child, grandchild, or godchild to check out Concordia University Chicago at cuchicago.edu.
Listen to chapel services live, weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Morning Chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The four candidates, Molly Hemingway responding to the middle Super Bowl ad, Dr. Craig Evans, why are scholars interested in Jesus' sexuality, Dr. Ryan Anderson, are conservatives the aggressors in the culture war, and Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, what is the image of God? You need to choose one of those, and you do so by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can also email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, send us a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE. Jessica in Wichita Falls, Texas says, I vote for Dr. Ryan Anderson. I felt for a long time that conservatives have been given the name culture warrior, but we've been playing defense in the cultural battle. For whatever reason, we're not able to move to the offensive side of this fight. Thanks for all your work to keep Issues Etc. going. Jessica, thanks for listening in Texas. In Kansas, in Topeka, Nancy says, I have listened to all this week's podcast. My vote is for Dr. Alfonso Espinosa. I think the way he expresses the word is wonderful. I have listened to most all online worship services since the pandemic, and he posts wonderful Bible verses and words of encouragement every day. I look forward to these and share them with my Facebook friends. Nancy, thank you very much for your vote. David says, Dr. Espinosa's comments are thoughtful, encouraging, and they express an idea that needs to be shared. I appreciate everyone's soundbite, but if Dr. Espinosa didn't say this and Issues Etc. didn't provide the venue, most people would never hear these important words. David, thank you for your vote. James listens in El Segundo, California. He says, all of this week's soundbites are wonderful as always. My vote, though, is for soundbite number four, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa. He expresses himself in a manner in which the listener is able to think openly about what God has revealed to us in his word. There's still plenty of time for your vote live this Friday afternoon, the 12th of February, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Riley listens in Spokane, Washington. Greetings to you, Todd and Jeff. This week, I vote for Dr. Anderson's comments on the culture war. If we are painted as culture warriors, it may be time to live up to the title on significant issues. As a special interest group, we have the ability to be heard, and as Lutherans especially, we have the theology that teaches us how to do it with all due honor and respect being given, not the way the other side does it from time to time. Will the powers fear God on account of the noisy saints? They certainly fear the evil choirs. Riley, thank you for your vote, and thanks for listening there in Washington. Mark listens in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mark says, I am writing to vote for this week's soundbite number four, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, The Image of God. What a great thing to be taught and reminded. It speaks to what Christ has done for us. He created man in his image in such a way that it is not totally lost in the fall, though it is corrupted. And Jesus died to justify and redeem us. He has made us new in 1 Corinthians 5:17. And that image will be fully made right and whole in our resurrected bodies. Dr. Espinosa's soundbite also lends itself to understanding Dr. Anderson's as he describes a contemporary example of corrupted reason and our ability and the need and responsibility to interact and uphold the truth. Mark, thank you, and thanks for listening in New Mexico. Here is a vote. Says, hi, Todd and Issues Etc. audience. Greetings from a very cold Texas heartland, weather-wise, that is. All soundbites this week are timely and well done. But my vote goes to Molly Hemingway and her insights about the middle commercial with Bruce Springsteen. Molly points out that his political ideologies and actions do not harmonize with Jeep's commercial message of meeting in the middle to find common ground as a society. It's disappointing to see that companies try to sell their products with celebrities who are good at virtue signaling. Thank you very much for your vote. According to your vote this week, the winner is soundbite number four, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa. What is the image of God?
We are made in the image of God and the likeness of God, the imago Dei, the image of God. Now, there is a strict sense or a narrow sense of the imago Dei, and we call that original righteousness. Okay, in that sense, there is no sin. There is nothing interfering with the faculties of man, of human beings. We're in complete alignment with God. His thoughts are our thoughts. His ways are our ways. Okay. But when sin comes into the world, there's a corruption. It's not that the reason of man is annihilated, for example, but now the reason has been impacted in such a way as it's out of whack. It is not functioning as it ought to function. And it's used in a wrong way. So with the sin impact, for example, reason is now used in a magisterial sense, being put above scripture. And this is, of course, what Luther meant when he called reason the devil's prostitute. So we have to understand that there is a distinction going on in terms of a change from the original condition. However, and this is a big however, the image of God is retained, and we know this from the book of Genesis and also the epistle of James. It is retained in a general sense, in that people still have basic created abilities, an intellect, reason, will. And these things mean that we are able to interact. We're able to communicate. And I refer to this as the hook of engagement. This is the first point. I can always know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I have the ability to interact with anybody, regardless of their background, no matter how severe their unbelief is, because God has made them basically human with these faculties.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number four, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, what is the image of God? Thanks to everybody who voted, Mark in Albuquerque. If you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback at issuesetc.org, you get the LPR bundle package. Luther Academy serves Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth. You can learn more about this confessionally Lutheran worldwide mission outreach at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss Christian nationalism with Dr. Albert Moeller. We'll talk with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller about what I wish my non-Lutheran family members knew about Holy Communion. And we'll visit with Dr. Carl Truman, author of the new book, The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His ways.
The grace of God, the church's music, the Lord's Supper every service, every Sunday, preaching Christ crucified and risen, our hope for years to come. There is hope in St. Louis, Hope Lutheran Church, that is. 5218 Neosho Street, St. Louis, Missouri. Find us on the web at hopelutheranstl.org.